Enjoy quesadillas and taquitos and pick your toppings. Don't forget to grab churros for dessert. Visit Casa Modelo for quesadillas, taquitos, and more near Section 201 at Angel Stadium.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448. 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. And our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th. And what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2. While Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be. The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us the day after the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. We have got an awful lot of ground to cover today. First of all, yesterday, my opinion, I want to see what Jonathan Hardoon thinks in just a moment. One of the absolute greatest days in the history of American racing, given all that we've been through, given that the third and final jewel in the Triple Crown this year and next going to have to be run at Saratoga Racecourse. The weather turned up magnificent and the racing off the chart. All-time record Belmont Stakes Day handle for a non-Triple Crown Belmont, if you will. $125.7 million, a totally safe day of racing, some absolutely tremendous performances. No doubt the main track yesterday at Saratoga was speed favoring. Dornock, the eventual winner, ridden by Luis Saez, trained by Danny Gargan, and owned in part by Jason Worth, who used to play, among others, with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He looked like a rock star there in the winner's circle. At Saratoga Racecourse, a massive crowd yesterday. Dornock sat right off the Preakness winner, sees the gray, paid the price. There's just no way he could withstand that kind of pressure. Dornock went on about his business. Sierra Leone, who was involved in that three-way photo in the Kentucky Derby, had a rough trip. Banged around early and then was bothered pretty much throughout. You know, you hate to make excuses, but his style of running, I don't think yesterday's main track at Saratoga was all that conducive to it. All that said, he ran a hell of a race. He came flying to be third in yesterday's Belmont. Again, today is the final day of racing at Golden Gate Fields, and I can tell you it makes me really sad on several levels. I don't often employ the pronoun I, but I can't help it. I had a lot of success up there. My big horse, McCann's Mojave, found new life at age 7 at Golden Gate Fields with Steve Speck. I was going over some of the charts last night. He knocked down over $250,000 for me at Golden Gate very late in his career. Had a great run. The 83-year run at Golden Gate Fields comes to a close today. That said, we're going to have Golden Gate's all-time leading trainer, a guy who unfortunately has been in the penalty box in terms of Golden Gate Fields, Santa Anita as well, for the past 5 years. Jerry Hollendorfer, Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer, will be joining us at the top of the next hour. And to put it mildly, I think Jerry's probably got a lot on his mind on this day, as a lot of other people do in California racing. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs right now and check in with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Your thoughts. You were in close proximity. I don't know if you went to the races yesterday or not, but what a show. I caught most of it on Fox Sports 1, and I just thought they did a great job. I enjoyed it thoroughly. The guys on set, the reporting, Rajiv Maharaj, I hadn't seen him, in a broadcast situation. Thought he did a hell of a job. But your thoughts on the racing, the day, everything, the way it went yesterday at Saratoga?
Mike, it was amazing. I mean, gambling-wise, not such a great day, but I have to tell you, they put on quite a show. It was just amazing. They had 50,000. They capped it at 50,000. They could have put more in there, but I don't know where they would have put them. But it was just such a great event. It was an event. Not only that, it sets things up for the Saratoga meet, which is coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks. And it's just amazing. People are already trying to make reservations here. That's how great yesterday was. I mean, from soup to nuts. It was just an event. It was something to be at. Listen, the track certainly played towards speed, like you said.
Yep.
They had 9 stake races. They call this the graveyard of favorites. Guess what? 7 of the 9 stakes, the favorite went down. So, if you guessed right and you're in the right situation, you have an opportunity to make money. Frank Miramonte, terrific job.
Tremendous.
The races.
Yep.
Everybody loved it. The racing was great. The racing was safe. You could not have asked for a better day. They put on an unbelievable show. As crazy as the prices were, and they were crazy. Even Lucas was complaining about it when he interviewed him on Friday on Fox News. Anyone that watched it, he was complaining. They doubled the prices, but what are we going to do?
Yeah.
He's right. What are you going to do? It was just, a lot of times you plan for things to go off great, and always something comes up or doesn't work out. This worked out as well as possible for Naira. They could not have asked for a better situation. People left there happy, whether they won or lost, whatever it was. It was just an exciting day. It was something to be part of. It was just an amazing, amazing, really an event.
It was
an event to be at. And like you said, listen, anyone that thinks this game is dead, well, they bet $125 million. On Friday, they bet $39 million, and they were ecstatic about that. Could you imagine how they feel now when they got $125 million bet in one day?
Yeah.
It was just, it was really a tremendous day for the game. It really was.
You've heard me say it many times. Stop playing ball with the haters, the people whose end game is to shut us down and to be nuanced with them and holding hands. No! This game is incredibly popular. You saw it yesterday. Great performances, safe racing. We've made a lot of changes. They're working out for the best. And one thing yesterday, nobody can control the weather. What a magnificent day on television. And, John, I know things are a little bit different today weather-wise, huh?
Yeah, well, the rain held off. The whole week they were calling for rain Friday and Saturday. Friday we got about a 15-minute shower in the middle of the day. But yesterday, Mike, not a drop of rain. They held off. In the middle of the night it started raining, and it hasn't stopped till about 10 minutes ago. So today we're going to pay the price as far as scratches are concerned. There's just a ton of late scratches on this card. They had a bunch of grass races that are all off the turf now.
Yeah.
But really terrific. And Jason Wirth, the part owner of Door Knock, how excited was he?
Unreal. It was awesome.
Throwing, Louis Sayers in the air like he was a red guy. He picked him up in the winner's circle. It was something to see. It really was.
I mean, Jason Wirth, he looked like he was playing with the old Allman Brothers. A rock star, center stage at Saratoga. I mean, you just can't write a script like this. And Frank Miramonte, a day of days. We exchanged a text last night. He said, I feel like it's the greatest day of my life. And you know what? For a guy who's, if you know Frank, I mean, he's taken a circuitous route to the top, and he's there. What a job. Let's talk about some of the other performances. What about Bob Baffert? Now, he wasn't there, but national treasure, a national treasure in taking yesterday's Met Mile, John. According to our morning line maker, John White, he got a 102 buyer.
He was one of the two favorites that actually survived the curse here, and he ran very well. And listen, he took advantage of the speed on that track, and he took it right to him. He took no prisoners. Wide of Barrio, major disappointment, didn't run well at all. But there's a case of where if you have no early speed, you're up against it at this track, and that's what happened. He was a casualty of the circumstances.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you say that because you're a very objective guy, even though you know Dutroux. You're going to give him a pass on this race, and we'll catch him next time, huh?
What could you do, Mike? I mean, it's a legitimate excuse. That was, you know, horses had excuses for running the way they did and for not showing up, and unfortunately, he was one of the casualties.
John, I've never seen a 5.5-furlong race on any surface where they shade a minute. That's what Cogburn did. He got the highest buyer speed figure of the day, according to John White. A 111 in taking yesterday's 5.5-furlong turf high poor, grade one, in 59 flat, John.
It's amazing, Mike. He took it right to him, and he just never stopped. He kept going. And
amazing.
Ortiz had a choice to ride the winner or the runner-up. He opted for the winner, and he made the right choice riding for Steve Asmussen. Horse put in a terrific, terrific performance. And again, that turf course, with all the rain we've had up here, it was really hard the last couple of days. That's why the Euros, as well as they usually perform, I know they had a winner yesterday, but for the most part, it's not a kind of turf course that they like to run on.
Yeah, they were frustrated, and it was interesting, after the Manhattan, which they won with measured time, William Buick aboard for Charlie Appleby, they said, you know, they were going to change tactics. They got this guy in the game early, and he responded with a sensational win, I thought, going 1.3 on grass, measured time with a 104 buyer. Just another piece of a grade one tremendous day puzzle there at Saratoga yesterday, John.
Charles Appleby actually ran 1-2 Nation's Pride. The other Dalton horse in the race ran second. So it was a Charles Appleby exacta, and it was there for the taking.
It sure was. Well, give us an update. We got to get moving. Let's talk today at Saratoga. Now, this is still Belmont at Saratoga, and just looking forward to today's card. But unfortunately, things are pretty soggy, huh?
Yeah, well, it rained all night. All the races are off the turf. The first race today, which was a scheduled steeplechase race, they threw one of those in because they wanted everybody to be happy this weekend, and they were giving something to everybody. Anyway, unfortunately, that race will now be canceled. So they'll begin with race number two, and post time for that will be 10:22 your time, 1:22 our time.
So, okay.
Yeah, they're passing the first race. Today they canceled it, actually. There will be no steeplechase event.
Yeah, 12 races in all today at Saratoga Racecourse. And by the way, Frank's calling the races today back there. He'll be back home here at Santa Anita for closing weekend beginning on Friday. But what about a best bet here for hour one?
Well, let's look at the 12th race today, which was originally scheduled for the turf. It's called the Kingston, and there were 16 horses entered. There are 8 of them left after the late scratching, so the field pretty much stays intact. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Maker's Candy. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Mike Maker barn. Louis Saez, winner of the Belmont Stakes, rides. This horse is listed at 15-1 on the morning line, so get that price. We'll be lucky if we get 5. But I like number 5, Maker's Candy, to win today's 12th race, the 45th running of the Kingston Stakes.
15-1 on the morning line back there. And again, post time for the 12th race for New York Breds, the Kingston, 6:48 Eastern. Simple math, 3:48 here. JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 bench plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill. We have Belmont at Saratoga, and of course, Santa Anita Selection.
And John, before we let you go, I don't know if you saw the feature race out here at Santa Anita. It was the summertime Oaks. Sugarfish stumbled so badly leaving the gate. Tyler Bayes did a great job just to stay on the horse. And then she wins off for trainer Jeff Mullins. That was like a freakish, unbelievable type win at a big price.
Yeah, and a four-horse field night, she did an unbelievable job. He came up the inside, and after getting left and everything else, he ends up winning for fun. And really, Tyler Bayes riding with a lot of confidence these days, and that's certainly good to see.
Glad to see it. She won off by 9 3/4 lengths.
Yeah.
So, you know, the jockey thing, we've got Abel Cedillo back here in Southern California. Glad to have him back. Former leading rider, one of many guys in the not-too-distant past that started out at Golden Gate Fields, came down here and, you know, had great success, but he had to leave. He's back. Wish him well. He's got to win this week. Cousin Joe Talamo, part of a six-horse photo on Friday, and he got the money, so nice to have him back. I mean, I've never seen a photo
race
like that, John. I really never have.
Poor Alan Buckwell, he had a call that. He's coming up the sidelines, and he gets a photo like that. Well, by the way, congratulations to Drayden Van Dyke. He moved down to Gulfstream, I guess, for a month to try it out. He had more wins in the last 2 days than he had in 3 months here. So he's getting to ride Kasapi Joseph.
Yeah.
He's getting a fresh start. He's a good kid. He deserves a break, and hopefully he'll get it now.
Former leading rider out here. I mean, I really wish him all the best. A change of scenery, sometimes it can do wonders. And just hats off, and I've never met him, but for Safi Joseph to see something in this kid, and he goes ahead and opens up the condition book to him, that's pretty darn big. Glad to see it. And I don't know, we had heard Kent DeSormo was thinking about going down there. I don't have anything definitive yet, do you?
No, but he rode there last weekend, and he had a couple of winners. So California guys shipping to Florida, if it means a difference, let them do it. And, you know, you got to make money in this world to survive, and they're good for them.
Yeah. By the way, that photo that Talamo won, got on Friday, that was the seventh race, Alan Buchdahl's first day back. My gosh. And he's doing a hell of a job. He really is.
He really is. It's not easy to step in, especially for Frank. And, you know, if you're sitting on the sidelines to get off the bench and do this, it's not easy.
Yeah. Well, solid guy, a pro's pro. Anyway, John, thank you so much. We'll catch you on the back end of the show around about 9:55 and bring you out here to Santa Anita on the penultimate Sunday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Speaking of Santa Anita, we'll get up there right now and check in with a good friend, Andrew Arthur, Senior Director of Marketing at Santa Anita Park. Andrew, it's been a long run, but there's light at the end of this equine tunnel. Next weekend is it for the Hollywood at Santa Anita meet. Set the table for us.
Hey, good morning, Mike. We've had a tremendous meet ahead of behind us, and we got four more days of racing, including today, and closing days, Father's Day, with a lot going on. We've got our Father's Day barbecue, trackside. We have the front runner buffet. We have the family fun zone in the infield. It's a great way to say happy Father's Day to Dad and bring him out to the races. So plenty of activations and events going on and still available online. So get those early so you can bring Dad out to the races and show him a good time. And, of course, closing day also means mandatory payouts. All pools are forced to pay out on closing day.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get lucky with a carryover into Sunday. We'll see. And hopefully we have some big wagering pools. And of course that closing week, also a huge reminder, we are racing that Thursday as well.
So I'm glad you mentioned that because I got that wrong a few minutes ago. It's a 4-day closing week. Very, very important. And you're offering the same thing on Thursday that we've been doing on Friday with the free parking, free admission, and the discounted beers and margaritas?
Yep, $3 beers, $5 margaritas, both Thursday and Friday of the coming week.
Yeah, now what I forgot to ask Jonathan Hardoon was if they're cutting the prices on a wet, muddy Sunday at Saratoga. They hiked them yesterday. I got to believe they're making an adjustment. You got nothing to do with that, but I forgot to ask him. I'll catch him on take two at the end of the show. I'll get him. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't think I won't. Now, listen, Andrew, one huge plus for this meet, has got to be the grass course. Hats off to Jesse Martinez, his crew, Dennis Moore. Five races today on turf. That turf shoot has been absolutely tremendous. And you know, we talk about Western Rooter, what they do here in the San Gabriel Valley, on time and under budget. Well, that's what Dennis Moore delivered a few years back with that turf shoot. We took a part of the parking lot adjacent to the 7-8 shoot on dirt, put that turf option in there. What a help it has been, because we really have more demand for turf racing than ever before. And if you need any evidence as to how good those races have been, I mentioned we had the six-horse photo in race seven on Friday, Andrew. That's been a big, big plus for the entire operation.
Absolutely. The turf course and turf racing has been probably the crown jewel of San Anita Racing, and hats off to the track team, the turf team across the board. They did a fantastic job. That turf course has looked the same as it did on opening day, and it's a real testament to all the hard work done on all of our tracks. And then, of course, that new training track that's in, hearing great things from trainers
with the Tapita,
with the Tapita, and being able to train, give a different surface for those turf horses that are really the key to success in California. And we're hoping that's the goal, and create more turf racing, which we all know the bettors love to play.
They sure do, because we got numbers. You got bigger fields for the most part.
Yep.
Hey, Andrew, let's address again today, the last day ever at Golden Gate Fields. That means today is that's it for the Golden Hour wagers. So tell us about those. And again, the mandatory payouts at Golden Gate Fields today. Looking forward to it. And a sad day, but hopefully a good day of racing and some good gambling opportunities.
Yeah, I love that. I love that little racetrack in the Bay Area. I'm sad I wasn't able to make it up there this weekend. I love Golden Gate Fields, and we'll definitely miss it. It's sad to see it go.
Well, you covered part of your tuition at St. Mary's going to the races there, didn't you?
That's right. On those dollar days. I brought my college friends out there quite often, I have to say.
Yeah.
It was today we have some mandatory payouts. They have the jackpot pick six must be paid out today. And I'll definitely be watching and playing all day from the simulcast feed. And, we'll just watch that little track on its last day, and a lot of memories there for sure.
No question. And also want to let everybody know, of course, we're running a Gulfstream, so that coast-to-coast, the $1 coast-to-coast with the low takeout is certainly in play today through closing weekend next Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, the coast-to-coast starts over at Gulfstream, race 9 at 2:13 p.m. Pacific time. So that's race 9 at Gulfstream. That starts the sequence off.
Okay, great.
And that wager continues to have tremendous payouts pretty much every day.
It's a super
pretty
wager.
Spectacular.
Hey, last thing, want to let everybody know, with families, kids, everything else, the infield is open today. It'll be open next Saturday and Sunday, closing day.
Yep, that's correct, with our family fun zone. Once again, great opportunity to bring the kids out, have them hit the bouncers while you play the horses while they run around you.
And our traditional closing day feature next Sunday, the mile and three-quarter turf, San Juan Capistrano, used to be Invitational Handicap. Now it's a grade three stakes, but hoping for a big field and a great finish in a truly classic race in North American racing.
Absolutely, and like I said earlier, we typically on those closing weekends we have those big fields and big pools, so it's definitely a great opportunity to to tune in and watch and play those mandatory payout pools as well.
Andrew Arthur, Senior Director of Marketing at Santa Anita. Andrew, great to have you on. Thanks for all the support. I sit here and I was going to say something. I can't do it.
You got it, Mike. No problem. Have a great.
Here's what I was going to say. It hurts so much not to be a part of the whole deal up there, but damn it, I'm mad at myself. Sorry about that, Andrew.
No, it's all right, Mike. We miss you, and have a great rest of your week.
Take care, Andrew, and have a great day and a great closing weekend. Andrew Arthur from Santa Anita. Thank you, pal. We'll take a quick time out and coming back very strong. John Lindo back from the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Orlando Gutierrez got a lot to report upon at Los Alamitos. They get underway at 6:05 tonight. A 9-race card. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for sensational live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Affirm Stakes. And it's not too early to start thinking about dear old dad. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park, like the Dram for Dad party in the Chandelier Room or the Father's Day barbecue on trackside. We will also be offering two delicious buffets, one in the trackside dining area and another one in the famous Front Runner restaurant. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. And remember, we have live racing this Thursday right here at Santa Anita Park. So for our closing week, we will have 4 days of live racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's
Demos is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and without any further ado, we're going to get down to Carlsbad and check in with a guy that was at Fairplex Park, the Derby Room to be exact, in Pomona, California yesterday, along with our good friend Bob Ike, doing a one-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles from 9 to 10 here on AM 830, the home of the Angels. My good friend John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, but I didn't catch much of what you just said there. I assume you're all right. I enjoyed the remote yesterday from Fairplex.
Oh, we had a ball. Got met a lot of friends of the Thoroughbred LA show and got a chance to meet and greet. And a big crowd around there, and they really enjoyed the broadcast of all the races, especially Belmont Park on a day like that. You got that atmosphere. Those drone shots of the full grandstand were really something to
awesome.
See.
Awesome. It was a day that, to me, it's one of the greatest days in the history of the sport when you take everything into account, John. All-time record handle for a non-Triple Crown-esque, if you will, Belmont Stakes. And, of course, it's at Saratoga this year and next. $125.7 million and safe racing throughout the day.
Yeah, it tells you something a little bit about the boutique meets also. You know, it just... You're
yes,
not
sir.
There for long. So people,
yeah.
There's an urgent. You got an urgency. You got to get in there now and go see it. And that's a lot of the fun of it too. You're in there. You go and visit, and then you know it kind of whets their appetite. I'm assuming July will be a great month for them when they go back to racing there.
Yeah, like you know, John said, it pretty much sets the table for the big meet there at Saratoga. I got to believe that. So I just hope they lowered the prices today. With everything off the grass, wet, muddy conditions. Don't you think they had to come down today?
I'm assuming it's a little bit more a little bit more affordable today with the weather and stuff. But you know what? We got a break. Mother Nature was a racing fan. She held off on all those big stakes races on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Amazing.
So we got through the major portion of the sport meet anyways, okay.
Hey, John, the prices are always reasonable. I really mean that. Out there at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, and, you know, I retrained as a mutual clerk out there a few weeks ago, and they do a great job. They put enough people on. They got a ton of self-service machines and great food and beverage service, a tight menu. I just got to say, top to bottom, they do a heck of a job out there.
It was great. We had fun. The food was good. The atmosphere, again, you want to be out there and chatting with your friends and get a little – a buzz in the air because you're excited to be there, and that's what it was like. And like I said, I was surprised when we walked around throughout the facility, Bob Ike and I, and you know, you guys are, yeah, we listen to you guys. And so, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes when you're sitting in the studio who's listening, but it was nice to see the fan base out there. So we're actually talking to some people, and we're doing the best we can every weekend for them.
No doubt. Hey, John, one thing we haven't mentioned yet, you know, I've always been an advocate of after the Santa Anita Derby, starting off with a fresh start, a new meet. I think people need that. The horsemen need it, jocks, everybody. And as a result, we've got a great race with the jockeys and trainers. I think Antonio Fresu is one up or two up on Juan Hernandez now, with counting today. It'll be 5 days of racing left. And then in the trainers division, very tight races as well, with Phil D'Amato on top at 16. Then it's Mark Glatt, 13. Steve Knapp, Doug O'Neill tied for third at 12 apiece. So we got some horse races here in the jockey and trainer standings.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, with some of the guys on the road during the Triple Crown races, you've seen guys like Kyle Frey jump up.
No doubt.
And just a number of guys that have had opportunities that maybe don't get the best of shots all the time. And even, you know, you see Connor Bays winning a couple yesterday. He's kind of quietly picked up the pace a little bit out there. So it's nice to see. And, you know, we've got Joe Talamo back in the winner's circle on a six-horse photo the other day. So
yeah.
He'll be back for Del Mar. So it's fun to watch. And you're getting see some of these guys who don't get the opportunity to take advantage of when they do get the chance.
Yeah, you know, and Ricky Gonzalez had a big price winner yesterday. Second race, Capo Luigi for Ed Moger. The horse paid $42.40 in a five-horse field. So good for him. You know, his business is handled by Brandon O'Brien, who's also got Tyler Bays. So it's just good to see, you know, some of the other people that are putting in the work day in, day out. They're posing for pictures. It's healthy.
Well, and you saw yesterday, too, Abel Cedillo kind of snuck back into town, yep. You know, no fanfare. And he got right back in the winner's circle with Dean Pedersen, the trainer, a sharp ride at $16. And then he'll be here for Del Mar, too. So, you know, quietly we've had a little bit of shifting and some adjustments, and we'll see what happens at the seaside. It'll be a lot of fun.
And Cedillo's business, I believe, being handled by Renee Amesqua. So, you know, they're looking forward to the upcoming Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet. That'll be three weekends after Santa Anita, leading into Del Mar. John, our time is real short, but I got to have you give us a comment on Sugarfish. What a sensational win in taking yesterday's Summertime Oaks. Stumbled really badly out of the gate and then won off by 9 3/4 lengths. Amazing. Paid $13.40 in a four-horse field.
I thought she had no shot after the start, and she's a filly for Jeff Mullins that's been improving and improving, and she ran a corker yesterday. I mean, the way she cut the corner on the inside and ran past the leaders and drew off by 9 lengths in a racehorse time, so we'll see where she goes. She got a buyer figure in the 90s yesterday, so she's getting better and better, and she's a good-looking thing, and it doesn't look like there's any limitations on how far she'll run either.
John, give us a quick word, if you can, on the Northern California yearling sale. That'll be here before we know it up there at Pleasanton, the Alameda County Fairgrounds. By the way, they kick off their meet up there. Is it on Thursday or Friday after the closure of Golden Gate?
It is the 14th, I think, at Pleasanton is when they kick it off. That'll be the first day over there. So we'll see. And, it's important to watch to see how the entries look. What's going to happen, because we're going to be all dirt up there for the near future up in Northern California.
Right. And tell us about that sale, if you've got particulars on that, John.
On Tuesday, August the, let me make sure I have the date right here on the calendar. I've got it on Tuesday, August 15th. It goes at noon at the Alameda County Fairgrounds at Pleasanton.
Great. Now let's get to it. You got a best bet for today.
Yeah, let's go to race number 7 at Santa Anita. In the 7th race, number 7, Living Life, I think is going to love the mile and a quarter distance. A deep closer with a lot of speed for this type of race at the mile and a quarter. Sit back, a nice rider switch to Antonio Fresu, who rides his turf horse very well. 5-1 on the morning line. Look for number 7, Living Life, to make the last run. Race 7, Santa Anita.
And encourage everybody to get up to the South Point. You can catch the Lindo Report there. Free of charge, and what a job they do. They separate the race book from the sports book. I got a nice text last night from Steve Johnson up there at the South Point, and he said, hey, look, they had a great Belmont day. He said they're looking forward to game 2 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. Of course, Celtics up 1-0, and they're going to have props on that game up probably like right now as we speak. So, folks, give Steve Johnson a call. In the race book at the South Point toll free 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. Hey John, thank you so much. Looking forward to you and Bob on air again next Saturday 9 to 10. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be covering closing weekend at Santa Anita. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Appreciate it. Now let's get down Cotella, the Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I think the lead news item this morning was your lead item last night. That pick six pool got up to a little bit better than $270,000. I understand you had two winning tickets, each worth $88,000. Wow, what a payoff.
What a payoff, Mike. It's the season high here at Los Alamitos, and the pools have just been tremendous here at Los Alamitos, especially on those two-day pick six carryovers. A few weeks ago, we had a similar carryover on a Sunday, which is usually our better handle-wise night of the weekend, and that pool went up to $284,000. And like you mentioned, Mike, this Saturday night, the pool was right there around $270,000. So I have to thank all the players that always come out and support Los Alamitos, especially when we have a really good product like we did last night. Some really, really tough races to handicap, and it showed on the payout. We had a $9 winner, an $11 winner, $23, a $19 and a $12 winner. But with so many tickets in the pick six, someone had to hit it. Two winning tickets. Congratulations to those tickets. $88,000 each, which means that we're going to add $10,000 into the pick six tonight. So let's see what happens tonight. We have a solid 9-race program. First poll, 6:05 p.m. Looking forward to another exciting pick six here at Los Al. It's been a lot of fun watching these pick sixes grow, and we'll see how it turns out tonight, Mike.
Pick six at Los Al races 4 through 9. How about a best bet for radio tonight? They're at Los Al.
I'm going to go to race number 5 and the number 4 horse, Paid in Gold. Cesar Ortega has been having a really strong meet here at Los Alamitos, and trainer Sergio Morfin has been outstanding all here at Los Al as well. Paid in Gold, number 4, 5-2 on the morning night. A very unlucky disqualification last time. I had a lot of work to do. Ended up finishing 5th. Had to weave around to get to the wire first. But bumped around, drifted out a little bit. So got disqualified from 1st to 2nd. If he can put that kind of an effort again, if he can get a little bit of a closer stalking pace early on, he should be right there as well in this race number 5. Again, he's the number 4 horse at 5-2. And just one quick mention to Golden Myth in race number 8. She's the 5 horse. She's going to be facing a lot of horses with that have already raced. But she had a really nice workout, I thought, recently on May 22nd. Number 5, Golden Miss, 5-1 on the morning line. I'm going to give her a little bit of a chance here in race 8 as well, Mike.
Okay, in race 8, your best bet, number 4, Paid in Gold, race 5. Post time for that, 7:43. Again, you guys are kicking 10,000 into the pick 6 tonight. That'll begin with race 4, and that's set to go at 7:19 Pacific. First post time, 6:05 p.m. Last thing, Orlando, of course, Father's Day next Sunday in the Edberg Final. We got time to promote that, but I want to give a mention to a guy who was a part of a special story at Los Alamitos. I used to have an old black and white photo of Go Man Go with Terry Gilligan, who succeeded Bobby Doyle down there as the track announcer for a period of time, and Fermo Cambianica, who was the PR guy. They were in front of his stall with the webbing, Go Man Go, just an old-school publicity shot. But the guy that rode him, Robert Strauss, you sent me a text. He passed away at age 91, and I know he worked in a variety of roles there at Los Alamitos over the years.
Yeah, a tremendous jockey, one of our first leading jockeys here at Los Alamitos back in the 1950s. Came from a family of riders. I think I was talking to Ronnie Church, now a racing steward, formerly a racing secretary at Los Al. He said, told me that he had, I think, seven brothers, and I think he said that all of them were jockeys. Robert Strauss, again, got an opportunity to ride one of the all-time great horses, Go Man Go. He was actually the first person to sit on the back of Go Man Go, help introduce that horse to the saddle, that great horse to the saddle. And he said that it took him several days to get the nerve to get on Go Man Go because that horse was a handful.
Keg of dynamite. Keg of dynamite.
He had to be a handful on the track, just
beating
everybody along the way. So, yeah, I had a chance to meet Mr. Strauss, good guy. Did a lot of different jobs at Los Al, pony rider, outrider as well there at Los Alamitos, always with a big smile. And also, he would present the trophy to the Goldman Gold handicap several times for us. And
nice.
Always fun to catch up with him. I asked him about Goldman Gold, and he says, I think about that horse all the time. And one of the most famous photos in photo horse racing is Robert Strauss on Goldman Gold working him a morning at Los Alamitos. So condolences to the family. A great part of quarter horse racing, Mr. Robert Strauss.
Thanks so much, Orlando. Take care, and we'll talk next week. Jake Rich, we got to take a quick time out. Coming back strong with Millie Ball from XBTV up at Santa Anita. Toby Terrell running the anchor lap. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for sensational live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Affirm Stakes. And it's not too early to start thinking about dear old dad. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park, like the Dram for Dad party in the Chandelier Room or the Father's Day barbecue on trackside. We will also be offering two delicious buffets, one in the trackside dining area and another one in the famous Front Runner restaurant. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. And remember, we have live racing this Thursday right here at Santa Anita Park. So for our closing week, we will have 4 days of live racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race and come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Want to correct myself on something. I mistakenly designated Renee Amesqua as Abel Cedillo's agent. In fact, it is Ryan Glatt, who's off to a fresh start as a new agent. And Renee has got Joe Talamo and Armando Ayuso. So we got that straight. Let's get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to Millie Ball on behalf of XBTV. Hey, Millie, our time is short, but I know you, along with a whole lot of other people, were blown away with the way National Treasure ran in yesterday's Met Mile at Saratoga.
A massive performance.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Mike, it really was no surprise because his last two works, including especially his last work, where one Ochoa works for Baffert, where could not pull the horse up. I was at the 3/8 pole. He'd done the half-mile work, and he was still winging off him side to side, trying to get National Treasure to pull up off the work, and he was probably clipping along still at about 14, 13 and change. So it was, I mean, it was just a mind-blowing work. And so I think, you know, we knew it was going in there in really, really good fashion, and I'm so glad it turned out that way.
Well, folks tuned in with XBTV, they had a shot to take a look at what you just described. Our time is very short, Millie. Who do you like today?
I'm going to go straight to the first race, and I've heard a lot about and seen the works of Hang the Moon, first time in Southern California, so I'm going to go with Phil D'Amato. I don't think you're going to get 2-1. I would snap it up if you are going to get 2-1 on Hang the Moon, number 5 in the first race.
Okay, race one, that's Antonio Fresu, head-and-head now with Juan Hernandez for leading rider. As you noted, for Phil D'Amato, they take the blinkers off today. Millie, really enjoying your work between races. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet. And we'll go to Toby Terrell up there, I believe, in the box seat area. Maybe he's in the front runner. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike.
How about a best bet for radio today on behalf of Winner's Card? We say it often, the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races. If you can't make it out in person, you can get Winner's Card, the yellow sheet, online at casetherace.com. Go ahead, the ball's on the tee.
Race number 5, number 4, Irish Rose. Uncle Neil Drysdale looking to get off this night. I think he'll do it right here. Very pivotal race, a big price for us in race 5 on number 4, Irish Rose.
Okay, with Hector Berrios, who has had a great meet, he really has. And, you know, hopefully he can keep it going through the summer. I fully expect he will. Toby Terrell says it's number 4, Irish Rose, 5-1 on John White's Morning Line. By the way, I sent John a text this morning and called him Short Time John. He is that, as you know, Toby. A week from today, he's gonna walk away. He's gonna retire after an incredible career in the game. So a lot of props do John White. Anyway, Toby, thank you so much. We'll try and get lucky with number four, Irish Rose, in race five today at the Great Race Place. Take care.
Okay, Mike.
All right, we'll step aside quickly. As noted earlier, got a very special hour or two today. We will be joined. We have not had Jerry Hollendorfer on, I believe, since February of 2019. Everybody knows what's gone on with him. It's the last day ever after 83 years at Golden Gate Fields. Jerry Hollendorfer won 32 consecutive training titles. He's the all-time leader. He joins us at 9:05. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for sensational live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Affirm Stakes. And it's not too early to start thinking about dear old dad. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park, like the Dram for Dad party in the Chandelier Room or the Father's Day barbecue on trackside. We will also be offering two delicious buffets, one in the trackside dining area and another one in the famous Front Runner restaurant. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. And remember, we have live racing this Thursday right here at Santa Anita Park. So for our closing week, we will have 4 days of live racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. the Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours. And our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th. And what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party, improved to a perfect 2-for-2. While Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be. The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race. And come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us the day after the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and a lot to talk about today. It's kind of surreal. Golden Gate Fields opened up on the East San Francisco Bay 83 years ago, back in 1941, and today is the end of the ride. The curtain comes down for all time at Golden Gate Fields. And I wanted to reach out to a guy I've known for many years, a Hall of Fame trainer, a great trainer, the all-time leader at Golden Gate Fields. I noted in hour one that he won 32 consecutive titles beginning in 1986. I believe he's got 37 lifetime training titles there at Golden Gate Fields. Jerry Hollendorfer is a winner of 7,771 races lifetime. He's third behind only Steve Asmussen and the late Dale Baird. A three-time leading trainer at the Santa Anita Winter Spring Meet, a winner of three Breeders' Cup races, just an absolutely astounding resume, a work ethic that is second to none. He's currently stabled at Los Alamitos Racecourse, and he joins us right now. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us. And I think you would agree, a bit of a surreal day. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Jerry, you're a guy that's always in the moment. You're looking forward, not back. And you're still training. You're still getting out there early. But I think a lot of people want to know, hey, what's up with Jerry Hollendorfer? I know you had a string at Monmouth. You've turned that over to your longtime assistant, Dan Ward, a couple of years ago. But thanks to Doc Ed Allred, who's really been a true friend to you through thick and thin, to put it mildly, you're based at Los Alamitos right now. But tell us what's going on, how many horses you have, and what you're looking up to or forward to this summer.
Well, I'm just training a small amount of horses at Los Alamitos. But, you know, God bless Dr. Allred for letting me be there and training there. So
he stood by you, Jerry. He has stood by you, to put it mildly.
Yeah, he has. There's no way I can repay him. He has everything that he needs.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, anyway, I'm very grateful to Los Alamitos.
And Jerry, talk about your typical day. And you were telling me last night about your work week now. Your wife, Janet, is not in good health. You've got a caregiver with her. And then on your days off, you take a couple. You get back up to the Bay Area. But when does your day start? And then talk about the regular work week for Jerry Hollendorfer.
Well, I'm still an early riser, and, you know, I spend a day or so up in Northern California and keep things lined out when our caregiver needs a day off. So then the rest of the time I'm spending in Southern California.
What time do you pull through the gate at Los Alamitos?
A little after 3.
Oh, my gosh. And, Jerry, just as you've always done, you pull every horse out of the stall before they go to the track, is that right?
Still doing that, yes. That's been a policy for a long time.
Right, and jog them, and you try and make sure that everything's okay. All right, that's let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your incredible career, Jerry. Remember the first time I really kind of became really aware of you, I was at Golden Gate like February 1989, and the paddock judge, I know you probably remember him at that time, was a guy named Floyd Prospero. Do you remember him, Jerry?
Of course. Nobody could forget Floyd.
Nothing out of place, the tie-up, just so, this and that. Anyway, he pointed you out. He said, you see that guy standing over there on the outside rail? That's Jerry Hollendorfer. Jerry, in those days, that's where you would watch races. And I was told it was because you wanted to minimize the noise. In other words, the distractions. And you just felt like you had a better handle on everything when you were down there by yourself watching what was going on, greeting the horse and jock as they came back to pull up. Tell us about those days, Jerry.
You know, those were our earlier days. And, you know, you change the way you do things as you're going along. But that's the way I did it in those days. And then later on, I ended up watching most of races from the film room there at Golden Gate Fields, mm-hmm. which that was a nice secluded place to watch.
Secluded, that's the key, right? You didn't want to be getting distracted.
Right, exactly right.
And Jerry, I got to say, I was the PR guy at Santa Anita. You've won the Santa Anita Handicap twice. The first one with Heat Seeker, I think Rafael Bejarano, 2008. And we had a heck of a time. We wanted to get you up to the Turf Club Director's Room for a champagne toast. My boss, Ron Charles, was going to be there. It was a traditional thing. And we had a heck of a time because somebody held up a cell phone up at Golden Gate Fields to a television monitor, and you were listening to how a horse of yours was running, I think maybe an eight claimer at Golden Gate. I mention this because it underscores the fact it didn't matter to Jerry Hollendorfer then, or I would imagine now, how many zeros were involved in the purse. You're here to win, and you want to keep on top of how your athletes are doing. Am I right about that, Jerry?
You are, and, you know, I was also hooked up with Russell Bays quite a bit in all those days, and he was the same way. You know, he just wanted to win.
Exactly.
And whatever came along, he got just as big of a thrill out of winning one race as a stake race. So he loved it, and I did too.
You guys won thousands of races together. You had the same work ethic. You didn't have any chinks in your armor off the field. You were both there early. Russell, what an incredible run he had. I remember saying to him, you know, Russell, you ride like you need the money. And he would respond, I do, you know. But that was Russell. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry, I wasn't there, but I got to pass now that we're talking about Russell. And we miss him so much. You know, he became disgruntled a few years back at Golden Gate Fields, the condition of the turf, and he walked out of the jocks room, and we have not seen him since. And I just think he's got so much to offer. I know he's living over in Mesa, Arizona. I'd love to reconnect with him. But is it true, Jerry Hollendorfer? I'm not quite sure of the venue, but he rode a short price favorite for you. He had been inducted into the Hall of Fame not too far in advance of this particular incident. The horse got beat, and, you know, you started the walk and talk back to the jocks room, and it almost got into a little bit of a lope. I think Russell was probably pretty anxious to get away from you. But, you know, maybe hogging a little bit, and you ended it up, and I quote, by saying, well, you keep riding like that, they're going to vote you out of the Hall of Fame. Is that true, Jerry?
I don't think that one's true, but, you know, we can leave that one for the fans to decide.
Well, I want to talk about some of your big moments, and a lot of them came at Golden Gate Fields, and of course, you won't be there today because you're not allowed to compete there, go there, or go to Santa Anita. It's really sad, but that's the way things came down beginning in the late spring, early summer of 2019. But you had so many great moments up there, Jerry. Talk about some of the big horses you had up there and what kind of a venue it was to train and run at.
Well, it was a really good place to train, and I'm grateful that I got to compete there for all those years. And, you know, a few good horses that I had there ran in really big races. Pike Boy's Dancer won the Oaks from the Kentucky Oaks.
1996 Kentucky Oaks, yep.
Yeah, as did Light.
Yeah, 1991
winner, and we had Shared Belief that ran and trained at Golden Gate Fields and ran in all the big races in Southern California.
He was a phenomenal horse, and your third Kentucky Oaks winner was in 2011 with Blind Luck. I wanted to hit upon.
She trained in Southern California, though. We never did take her to
okay.
Northern California.
But I want to talk about Shared Belief. He was owned in part by Jim and Janet Rome. Jim Rome, of course, famous for his media exploits. This, to me, Jerry, I want to get your thoughts. I think Shared Belief to this day is one of the most underrated, big-time great horses we've ever seen. You know, he made a ton of money. I think he won 10 out of his 12 starts. He was favored in the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2014, got wiped out leaving the gate. He won three Grade 1 stakes that year. You know, the Pacific Classic, the Awesome again at Santa Anita. And then you cut him back to 7/8 after the disappointment in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He won the opening day Malibu in 2014. But Shared Belief was a horse that you always wanted to take back to Golden Gate Fields and let him train there. Just talk about him, his physicality, and why you prefer Golden Gate for him.
Well, he had to train at Golden Gate because he just could not stand to train on a dirt track. He was a horse that was very prone to quarter cracks and always, maybe sometimes, had four quarter cracks in four different feet. So we took him to Golden Gate and got him healed up, got his feet healed up, and then he mm-hmm. trained there. And Russell Bates worked him for us all the time. And then we would ship him to Southern California to race. But he had to train at Golden Gate and be on the Tapeta, or else we couldn't take care of his feet.
Interesting. So Russell, he was happy to caddy for Mike Smith, who, rode him in the afternoon. I got to point out, I know a big win for you and that horse was the Grade 2 San Antonio. Early in 2015, you defeated a horse, Art Sherman's, by the name of California Chrome, Jerry.
Yeah, there were a few good horses around that year, of course, and I forget who Bob had back then, but we were very competitive in the big races, as was California Chrome.
And also that meet, the winter spring meet of 2014-2015, you won the Santa Anita Handicap for the second time. That was with Shared Belief. Carried 125 pounds. Unfortunately, coming out of that, apparently there was an injury behind it of some sort. But where does Shared Belief rank as among the best that you ever had? Is he at the top?
Oh, he's very near the top. You know, I hate to rank horses and compare them with one another because they all were important in their own venue or races that they ran in. So I hate to compare them too much, but he certainly gave everything every time, and we were so fortunate to train a horse like that. Very blessed for my career to have a horse like that, and very nice partnership, and everybody got along fine.
Let's talk about partnerships, because Jerry, you know that was a big key to your success. You figured this thing out pretty early on. You can have a horse doing good, training good, but if you can't read a condition book, everybody's just kind of wasting their time and money. As a result, you opted to take a stake in a whole lot of the horses that you trained, and I would say the results speak for themselves. But tell us about that approach to the game that you've always had, Jerry.
Well, you know, you have to figure out a way to get going when you want to try to get business. So the way I did it was, I put my money in on a lot of horses, and so I would own 25%, 30%, 50%. Mm-hmm. Like that, and since we won a lot of races, you know, I was able to keep going that way and keep reinvesting my money. So I won a lot of money, but I reinvested a lot of it also.
Well, to put it mildly, it worked for you. Safe to say, Jerry, your first big horse, quote unquote, was King Glorious. You won the Hollywood Futurity. It was a Grade 1 back in 1988, and he went on to win the Haskell that year. And I remember watching him.
He won the Ohio Derby and the Haskell.
Yeah.
And, thanks to Ted Aroney from Halo Farms, you know, that was a real big horse for me. And I got big support from Halo Farms, especially in the first 10, 11, 12 years of my career.
I remember watching the Ohio Derby from Golden Gate. And I think he was by Navis, right, King Glorious?
He was, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, Jerry, so many great memories. I want to touch briefly upon this. We talked about it before, but you turned your life around. Your career took off, much like Jerry Bailey did in 1989. I think you did it in 1979. You decided no more cocktails. And it, I mean,
yeah, that was the biggest race I ever won right there. So, that's one thing I will wave my flag on a little bit. You know, I decided to quit that, and I did, and I never went back. So one of the lucky ones.
And again, Jerry, the results speak for themselves.
Well, you know, it's hard for me to advise other people, but it worked for me.
Jerry, I've got you doing the research, 32 consecutive training titles at Golden Gate beginning in 1986. How many total did you end up with up there? Do you have that number?
I don't know. You know, I think they didn't beat me for 27 years. So, and then the first time I lost was to Billy Morey, who's back east now and being successful. So,
yeah.
You know. And then you know, of course, I was a nearly as big of an influence after we moved to moved most of the stable to Southern California. But
right,
we wanted to make that commitment, and that worked out pretty well also.
No question about it. And, Jerry, when you first came around, I think R.L. Martin had kind of been a guy winning training titles there, but he passed the torch. Am I correct?
Bobby Martin? R.L. Martin, a very respected horse trainer who I think now lives in Arizona. I'm not quite sure about that, but he was one of the best that raced at Golden Gate for sure.
All right, now, I understand you're in touch with Russell. How is he doing these days, Russell Bays?
Doing good. You know, we don't communicate that much, but Russell's a very private person, and I like to fly below the radar also. So, you know, we did a podcast the other day with some people from...
with Ron Flatter.
We're going to... that's going to be released, I think, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But anyway, you know, we had some really good times together, and he was the most professional person that I've ever worked with. So,
well, you guys made a lot of trips to the bank, that's for sure. Jerry Hollendorfer, looking forward to seeing you in action this summer at Del Mar, correct?
We're going to try to do that. We certainly are.
And last thing, and I know it's got to be a little bit painful, man. Are you going to be watching the races today at Golden Gate Fields?
You know what? I probably won't. But you know, I watch a lot of races. I still watch races all over the country. So, you know, if a Golden Gate race comes up and I'm paying attention, I'll be looking at it.
You're looking forward, not back, Jerry Hollendorfer, one of the all-time greats. You're going to have a birthday in 9 days, I'm told. So happy birthday in advance, Jerry, and best to you and Janet. All the best.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Jerry Hollendorfer with us from Los Alamitos Racecourse. And now we get back to Santa Anita a little bit late, but he's a guy with a lot of patience, always got the stopwatch in his hand. Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Hey, Mike, great interview. That was interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I've never had Jerry on that long before, but
Golden
Gate Fields has never closed for all time before. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, no, it's definitely sad, and there's no way looking at it other than sad.
Yeah. I neglected to mention, you know, Jerry, his resume is beyond belief, but in addition to 3 Kentucky Oaks, I mean, he won the Breeders' Cup Mile in 2010, the Dirt Mile, with Dakota Fone, and then again with Battle of Midway in 2017. 3 Eclipse champions, all juveniles, Blind Luck, the filly in 2010, Shared Belief, the gelding in 2013, and Songbird, the filly, in 2015. Anyway, Andy, let's talk today and get your thoughts if we can make some money on the 9-race card at Santa Anita.
All right. I ended up into the 5th race, which is an almost fullish field. We've got a dropper in here from the Neil Drysdale on the 4-horse Irish Rose. I like the cutback going from a mile and an eighth back to 6 furlongs. I think deep down that's what she wants to do. And the drop from maiden allowance down to maiden 50, I think, will be a big big feather in her cap in here. I think with going to Hector Berrios, who I think they're going to rate this horse a little bit, moving from Maldonado to Hector, plus it's cutting back to a sprint, and it certainly doesn't have as much speed as it showed in routes. I think we'll get a really good trip in here, and I love the drop. She's always trained like a pretty nice horse. She's never really put it together. She's been close a few times, but those are with much better horses. So at 5-1 in a big field, it looked like the value on the card for me. So we're going with the number four horse in the fifth race, Irish Rose.
And you know what? All salient points. And if we happen to see Uncle Neil in the paddock up there prior to the race, maybe we'll double the investment.
Yeah, I think I seen him here this morning. I was going to ask him, but yeah. he looked a little occupied, so I figured I'd give him a wide berth this morning.
Well, with Neil, you can ask him, but the response
he'll usually give you some kind of dry humor back.
Yeah,
so
he's a little
that's his usual way of handling such questions.
A little close to the vest, to put it mildly. A Hall of Famer. Andy Harrington says, race 5, number 4, Irish Rose. Let's talk a little bit about nationalturf.com. What's there and what you bring to the publication?
Well, I've got a workout report with grades on every horse that I've seen, and I'm here virtually every day, and hopefully it'll point you to some winners and take you off some horses that you may not be doing so well, and just give you a little information that's not in the pages of the racing forum.
Exactly. NationalTurf.com. Andy Harrington, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, closing day at Santa Anita.
I'll be right here. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it very much. Folks, going to take quick time out. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky has the day off. We've got the closing day voice of Golden Gate Fields, Bill Downs, track announcer, going to be joining us right after Bruce. Of course, Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon on the back end. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Sometimes I think it's a sin. When I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
Welcome back. My thanks to Gordon Lightfoot and my man Jake Rich in studio here at the Big A in Anaheim, where the Angels are going to be taking on the Astros, I believe, at 107 this afternoon, try and salvage what hasn't been a good go of the first two games of this set. Anyway, let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Really anxious to get you on, get your closing day thoughts at Golden Gate Fields. But also, I'm losing my voice here a little bit. Want to point out your best bet yesterday came through for everybody visiting BetOnBruce.com. $36 winner, pure madness. That $2 exact, it came back $184. On Friday, you had Instinct D'Oro at $13.60, that $2 exact at $34. And you had Hotitude here at Santa Anita on Friday, Kristen Mulhall, $12.20, the $2 exact, $65. I was in Atlanta last Sunday, so for John Lindo and Bob Ike, you came through on air here with Diamond Danzig at 780. You're seeing the ball, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad to see the meeting end at this point. The best bets have been coming through really very nicely, and there's been some value. You know, the cards haven't been that chalky lately, and that makes for better, you know, obviously for better opportunities for us handicappers.
Exactly. Hey, Bruce, today is the last day after 83 years at Golden Gate Fields, and you've done a lot of work on the races there over the years. I just want to mention some names just because I think we should. Todd Creed was the voice of Golden Gate for so many years. He was a beloved figure up there, a real character. And his favorite jockey, I think, all time was Raul Caballero. I don't know if you ever heard Todd say it, but he would say, and ridden to victory by Raul Caballero. And he'd go on, you know, with it, roll his tongue. Raul Ramirez, who you may remember, he ended up on the wrong end of a photo finish, I believe, in the 1975 Santa Anita Handicap. He rode a horse, a long shot for Noble Threewit, named Out of the East, and Shoemaker won it on a very deep, muddy, slow track on a horse for Charlie named Stardust Mel, who was owned at that time by Marge Everett. So anyway, former jockey, but he also rode a lot up north. Raul Ramirez told me one time, Bruce, he ran into Todd Creed, I believe, in a bar, and he said, hey, how come you always give Raul Caballero all that and you don't do the same thing with me? And Todd had a little medication. He said, looked right at Raul Ramirez. He says, because there was only one Raul.
And the Caballero helped a little bit, too.
Yeah, you think. Right? Anyway, let's talk about today. Your thoughts after all these years, the train coming to a stop.
It's sad. It's a national trend. I was thinking about it. You know, Aqueduct in New York is probably going to go away in a couple years. We're seeing, what, Laurel in Maryland that's probably going to go bye-bye very soon once they, you know, fix Pimlico. Look at Florida, Mike. Calder Racecourse, Hialeah, mm-hmm. Sayonara. It's a national trend. It's a sad national trend, but, you know, I guess there's not as much need for as many racetracks as there once was. Some of these areas haven't supported horse racing. It's very complicated. There's a ton competition. There's a ton of competition in gambling right now, you know, with sports gambling being legalized in a lot of states. It's just the national trends. It's getting compacted. Racing, it's still there. It's still viable, but it's getting compacted into less and less racetracks around the country, and that is a shame.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything you've just said, but let's go ahead and talk about today. Yeah. It's the end of the line, 8 races. We get underway at 150 at Golden Gate Fields. Race 1 up there, 5/8 on the grass. What do you think for radio?
So, Mike, do you have a little Irish in you? I'm not sure if you do.
I got a whole lot, my man.
So this is going to be your hunch play of the meet. The 8th race. I've got to go to the 8th race, right, at Golden Gate. I don't know if you're looking at the names, but there's a horse that I like, and just by chance, it is really the hunch play of the day. That's the 5-horse Tura Lura. And I guess in Irish, that means goodbye, I'll be seeing you. And in the case of this mare, she has gotten very good. She dropped way down to the basement level and won 2 in a row. She won on the turf course last out against a slightly inferior field, but she took some heat early, and she won very easily. She likes the she's okay on synthetic. She's better on grass. She's won 4 of 9 on grass. I think she's the speed of the speed here, and who could bet against a horse by the name of Tura Lura in the last race ever at Golden Gate? So in the 8th race, let's go with the 5. Tura Lura, Catalito Martinez, 8-1 on the morning line.
To ride off into the sunset, was that a Bing Crosby song, by the way?
I think so.
I think so, too, yeah. All right, Tura Lura on closing day, the closing day. That's going to be the swan song for Bruce Finkelstein. Post time for the 8th and final. I think a lot of people want to tune in, catch it on FanDuel TV, 5:34 Pacific. All right, come on down to Santa Anita.
How about the pick 6 opener at Santa Anita? Go to the 4th race. And, Mike, I'm going to do a little redacting here on the 3-horse Deficit Maha. The redacting is she hates the grass. Let's put those black marks across those 2 last turf runs. Now look at her on the dirt at Santa Anita in early February. She ran 3rd at 7/8. Here's the deal. When you go back and watch the tape, she came from off the pace. Mike, at about just inside the 8th pole, she briefly had the lead, so she made a kind of a big move to the 8th pole, and I think maybe found 7/8 a little too far for her finishing 3rd. I love her cutting back today to 5.5. If you take a look at her early career sprinting on the synthetic and the dirt, she looks like a horse that just craves for that distance. And again, with those ugly redacted running lines coming in, I think we'll get a little bit of a price. So race 4, number 3, Deficit Maha, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Okay, terrific. And post time for race 4 here at Santa Anita is set for 2:37 Pacific. Tell us about what's up there at betonbruce.com, Bruce.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with late races from Churchill Downs. We also have 4 best plays from Golden Gate today, a couple in the late rolling double. If you're into the Golden Hour plays, this will be your last chance to play the Golden Hour plays. Mm-hmm. We've got it for you. Also, audio is included in the full card and the best bets at Santa Anita. We've been a little hot lately, so check us out.
You've been a lot of hot lately. Bruce, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, my man.
Take care, Mike.
All right, as advertised, let's get up to Golden Gate Fields right now. And say hello to track announcer Bill Downs. He's going to go ahead and be the guy handling everything here on the last day ever after an 83-year run on the East Bay. Bill, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
No, good morning.
Good to have you. I've enjoyed your work, although it hasn't been for that long a period of time. Matt Dinnerman, your predecessor, got the job at Oaklawn Park, so you opted to make a career move and come down to Golden Gate. First of all, from a personal standpoint, how have things gone for you?
Unbelievable. Just being in this part of the country is new to me, so just from a personal standpoint, it's been unbelievable. Got to see a lot of the sights. Just incredible. You know, once the weather gets good here in Northern California, it stays good, so I really enjoyed that as well.
Best climate in North America in the summertime, Golden Gate Fields. It's an amazing place. It really is. Bill, I got to believe coming to work today, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, but you got to have a sense of, wow, this is different, man. I mean, 83 years, and you're going to be calling them home for the final time.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, when I took this job, I had to give up my job at Emerald Downs up in the Pacific Northwest outside of Seattle. That was a job I enjoyed a whole lot.
I told Vince Brune, this guy's crazy. What's he doing?
Vince probably thought that as well, even though he and I are very good friends, and I explained my reasoning. But this opportunity to me was too good to pass up. And, you know, it's just I made the decision, and I do not regret it one bit as much as I loved Emerald Downs.
Yeah, and that's right out of Seattle there, and you had established yourself. Anyway, it comes down to today, though, at Golden Gate Fields. Bill, I know you play the races occasionally. I want to ask you, though, what about media today? You have any advance notice, TV stations coming out, this and that? I would think that they'll be wanting to talk to somebody like you.
Yeah, they're out and about this whole weekend. The press box has got a little bit of life to it this weekend.
Yeah.
And, of course, local media, everyone's going to be covering this closing day. And, you know, we're expecting a pretty big crowd. I mean, obviously, the weather's great. And from a wagering standpoint, you know, mandatory payouts and everything, we do have a pick six carryover of $27,675. It starts in the third race. It's a 20-cent minimum bet. So an everyday player can get a lot of coverage. You find one single, you can go deep in a lot of the other races. So it's something to take a look at with Bruce's picks or anything that I might mention as well.
Bill, before I get a best bet from you here in just a moment, I'm looking at the races. You guys get underway at 1:50 Pacific today, an eight-race card on closing day. Are there a couple, three riders, maybe young guys, that you think we should keep our eyes on, maybe looking ahead to Del Mar when the field sizes expand, and these guys you think could step in with live mounts and produce at prices?
Yeah, I mean, Osiel Espinoza is a very young rider, and he's near the top of the jockey standings, if not at the top. Mm-hmm. And Alexander Chavez is another one, a high-percentage jockey, who seems to put his horses in the right spot. So those are two. I mean, the jockey county is professional as can be. You got William Anton Georgie III, who's familiar with people down south, Irving Orozco as well. It'll be interesting to see how the jockey county, if they're going to, you know, stay up here in Northern California, ride the fair circuit, or if they want to get a fresh start and try and go to Southern California or wherever they're going to go.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, on a personal note, are you going to ride the fair circuit? Is there anything open there for a track announcer? What are your plans?
Well, right now, Santa Rosa, I am signed on for. The rest of the summer fairs, I am not going to be there. We'll see what fate produces down the road.
Well stated. All right, how about a best bet on the last day ever at Golden Gate Fields?
All right, let's go to race number three. It's a 5-furlong dash, optional claimers, and there's a lot of speed in the race with Even or Even Worse, Baby Kristen, Sir Grayson, War Games. Sir Grayson probably the best of the speed. The two closers are the ones I think you got to use, Terry's Boy and a Table for 10, both coming off layoffs, but Table for 10 is going to be a much bigger price than the rail Terry's Boy. Table for 10 is trying something different today, a turf sprint, but the pace is going to be hectic on the front end. So Table for 10 in the third race, number 6 at 8-1, my best bet of the day.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Post time, by the way, for race 3, folks, 2:54 Pacific. Bill Downs going to be calling him home one last time after 83 years today at Golden Gate Fields. You guys get underway at 1:50. An eight-race program. Thanks for taking time, Bill. We'll get you on during Santa Rosa.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate it. Bill Downs from Golden Gate Fields one last time. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back one last time this morning, heading to South Florida. Going to be checking in with Toby Callett, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come out today to Santa Anita for sensational live racing that is highlighted by the $100,000 Affirm Stakes. And it's not too early to start thinking about dear old dad. Come celebrate Father's Day in style at Santa Anita Park. Great options are available throughout the park, like the Dram for Dad party in the Chandelier Room or the Father's Day barbecue on trackside. We will also be offering two delicious buffets, one in the trackside dining area and another one in the famous Front Runner restaurant. As a father myself, I know there's no better venue to celebrate Father's Day than at the Great Race Place. And remember, we have live racing this Thursday right here at Santa Anita Park. So for our closing week, we will have 4 days of live racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the best Father's Day ever, and world-class racing are all here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. The field for our first Grade 1 Futurity Final is now set for Sunday, June 16th, and what a field it will be. Fastest qualifier up to party improved to a perfect 2-for-2, while Norco lived up to expectations with another great victory. Plus kindergarten runner-up My Bud, the undefeated Big Hurt, and the standout Devil's Tower. What a race it'll be! The Ed Burton Million Final on Sunday, June 16th. Join us for live racing action in the Vessels Club at Los Alamitos. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar. Make your plans to join us for this blockbuster of a race and come out with your friends. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Sometimes I think it's a shame. And welcome back one final time this morning, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Before I get down to South Florida, I just got to mention a couple of people that were so key up at Golden Gate Fields over the years, and today is their last day ever. Sam Spear, who was a good friend dating back to the 1980s of mine, a supporter. He was the Bay Area. He knew everybody. He did a tremendous job for both Golden Gate and Bay Meadows. He headed up the race replay show up there. He gave racing the visibility it had to have, and he drove it. Really a key guy over the years. He's left us now, but Sam Spear. I got to mention Frank Alvarado. He rode my good horse, McCann's Mojave, and he's had so many great years riding for guys like Steve Speck, ridden a lot for Jerry Hollendorfer over the years. Frank Alvarado, I'll be forever indebted to him. Such a key guy. And then a couple of other names. I mentioned R.L. Martin earlier. Bill Mahorney, big-time rider up there. He trained for so many years. But, you know, it's you think of horses like Sylvieville, Brown Bess. Great memories. Let's get down to South Florida right now and say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I know you're short of time, but maybe next week I have some Sam Spear stories.
Great.
I got a great Bill Downs story from when he was at River Downs.
Yeah.
When we switched positions, and I called the nightcap on a particular day. lots of stories, but I know you're short of time, so let's go to the golf stream today.
Okay.
They threw me a curveball with the rain yesterday. I thought they'd be off the grass, so my key plays today are all dirt races. The fact that they're staying on the grass for today, they're giving us a chance to earn, and this is one we can share with everybody. Race 7, I love. That's right. Love the 6. His name is Manhattan Boy. He's trying the turf for the first time. His mom was a local turf winner, and he'll take to the grass like a duck to water. He'll be in front from the get-go, from flag fall to that fall, as they say. Behind him, we're looking at the 1, Muntalit, the 8, Sting Music, and the 4, Renabaria. 6-1-8-4. Slam the door on today's 7th at Gulfstream Park.
And post time for race 7, 4:09 Eastern. A lot of horses entered today, an 11-race card. They should be on the track right now for race 1. Tell us about the website quickly, Toby.
They're headed to the gate, Gulfstream, all the time. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much. Take 2 with Jonathan Harduna of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. John, have they lowered the food and beverage prices today at the spa?
I'll find out. I'm actually spending the day at the track today.
Yeah.
It's quiet. Everybody left Dodge. It's perfect.
Perfect is right. Exactly.
Perfect.
All right, come on out to Santa Anita. Let's cash.
All right, Mike. By the way, terrific interview with Jerry Hollendorfer. Really enjoyed that.
Thanks,
let's
John.
Let's look at the seventh race today, a 1.25 on the turf. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Living Life. A 4-year-old filly from the Ron Ellis Farm. I like the rider switch stance. Antonio Fasu, he gets these horses to run. She's one at the distance. She's listed at 5-1 in the morning line. Number 7, Living Life, wins today 7th race at Santa Anita.
Post time 4:13 Pacific. John says it's number 7, Living Life with the Red Hot Antonio Fresu for Ron Ellis. Tell us about JONHARDOON.com, John.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Sally Tolbert, we have San Anita, and we have Churchill Down selections.
Okay, John, we wrap up this special Belmont meet today at Saratoga. We go back to the Big A this coming week, right?
Yeah, they reopen on Friday. They're open for 3 weeks, I think, and then they close in Saratoga, July 11th.
Right.
Here it comes.
And, John, I just want to revisit the results of yesterday's Belmont. That winner's circle picture with a guy like Jason Wirth, and I give Fox Sports a lot of credit, they promoted that race on a level with Dodgers, Yankees, and they put it all together. They had the riders up from Yankee Stadium. Was it A-Rod, Jeter, and Big Poppy? They gave the riders up from the field at Yankee Stadium. I thought it was great.
It was great. They did a terrific job, Mike. They really did. And the whole thing is that you can't complain. People are always looking for complaints.
Yeah.
No complaints yesterday.
You
really couldn't. They put on a terrific show, and it showed.
And a lot of credit, I got to say, to Tony Alivato. He helped put that whole thing together, and he was key in getting Frank Miramati into the announcer's booth for that huge, huge day and a huge weekend. John, thank you so much. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. My sincere thanks to Jake Rich, all of our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be here. For everybody involved, hope to see you at the races soon. We'll be back with you next week. So long, everybody. I'm Mike Willman.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Is SportsCenter.
I'm Doug Brown. The Celtics have won 8 games in a row, the longest playoff win streak in franchise history. They hold a 1-0 series lead over the Mavericks with Game 2 of the Finals tonight in Boston. Jason Tatum says the Game 1 win was good, but still...
Not get too excited or get too...